another, you know, not close loss, another blowout. What's different about the first, you know, so either won or competitive earlier in the year. Now it just seems like the wheels are kind of coming off.
Yeah, I mean, the difference from earlier in the year is probably who's on the roster and the experience factor there. But I'd still like to think that we could have played better regardless, and disappointing effort.
Can you tell us what you saw or maybe didn't see on that first pick?
Yeah, the corner fell off, and I was wanting him to carry with Niles on Niles' route, and he fell off, and then the ball bounced into the guy who ended up intercepting it. You know, that was a play that we had drawn up this week, and in hindsight, you know, you don't know going in, but in hindsight, I probably didn't have a good enough feel for the play, and, you know, that's one of those that you install during the week, and you hope you're ready, and you got it down, and I think the result showed I probably didn't quite have mastery of it the way I needed to.
Jay said that he didn't have you guys ready to play. The staff didn't. Just curious your reaction to that as a player.
I appreciate, you know, everybody taking responsibility, and I'm going to do that. Head coach should do that, and really everybody. And I felt like, you know, I prepared at my normal routine this week, and for a variety of reasons, the result wasn't what we wanted. And within the game, we just never really got going. It really wasn't a tale of two halves or a tale of losing steam. It was really the whole game. We just never really got in a rhythm.
You've been a part of a couple of seasons here where the playoffs don't happen and it kind of goes off the rails, both on the field and off the field in the final weeks. What do you do? What do you tell these guys just to try to keep that from happening in the next 3 weeks?
Well, the 2 years that I've had without many wins, I don't feel like it went off the rails in the sense that, you know, we won the second to last game in 2014, had a great effort. Guys played hard, and we were really in a lot of the games down the stretch. And then in 2013, I felt like, you know, maybe the last game wasn't the best, but I thought up to that point we played pretty hard, and we're in all those games, came down to the final place. So I don't expect anything different, and I don't even really think it needs a lot of time or discussion. I believe we're all professionals, and we're going to play.
Kirk, where's your frustration level right now? And if you're not incredibly frustrated, how do you keep from getting animated on the sidelines and incredibly frustrated?
I just kind of remind myself that when you play in this league, this can happen. A lot of good players have stood here in this situation and had these moments happen to them. There aren't many people who are immune to this, so even the best of players have these days or have these seasons or have these moments, and that's why I go back to the old adage, you know, tough times don't last, tough people do, and I just keep believing that when you stay the course and operate with resiliency, that ultimately in the long game, you'll come out on top.
Understanding that answer for what it is, you said there's a variety of reasons why it didn't go your way today. Can you expand on some of those?
Yeah, without watching the film, I'm afraid of saying something that I look back and actually say, well, that really wasn't the issue. But at first glance, when you don't convert third downs consistently, it's hard to score points. Secondly, which goes along with not converting third downs, when you don't have explosive plays, you know, big gains, 20-plus yard gains, then you're forced to constantly convert third downs. And eventually your luck's going to run out. You're not going to hit one. It's hard to hit 8 or 9 in a row down the field. So, you know, we didn't have explosive plays. We didn't have the third down conversions. We had a turnover that led to 3 points. All those things happened. You know, there were some missed throws, just a combination of things.
Kirk, you guys have shown the ability to come back in games after slow starts. You know, why do you think the last 2 weeks you've had struggles when you've had that opportunity to get back in the game?
You know, I have to rack my brain to go back to last week and think about what happened there. I think every game is different. I don't know that it really is the same theme from 1 week to the next. But I do feel like the Chargers did a great job today, and it isn't like, you know, I will say that I believe we have a small margin for error. I think that when you do miss a throw by inches or when you don't hit the completion and you have to punt, it does usually come back to hurt us because of some of the injuries. And we just don't have a lot of room to make a mistake here or there and then still be right there in the fourth quarter. Usually, you know, if we have something happen to us, it can slip away maybe more quickly than we would want or maybe more quickly than it would have in the first couple of weeks of the season.
And that's what I kind of want to ask you about, the injuries too, and like, how do you balance that? Okay, you do have guys out, but yet it hasn't been competitive at all. So how do you balance that, and how do you look and say, this is, do you kind of put it all in the same bag, or do you kind of separate and say, yeah, yes, but?
I hesitate to make it about injuries because I do believe that so many teams are going through that at different positions and with different players, and it's hard to measure who had it worse than someone else. So it is something I hesitate to bring up. But certainly at times you notice that makes it a challenge. And there just has to be a greater level of execution and attention to detail, being on the screws, play in and play out. And if we're not going to do that, then the games are going to get away from us because we don't have a great margin for error. We have to be on it, play in and play out from the first snap to the last.
Kirk, I understand after falling behind 13-0 that the running game wasn't going to be featured from then on out. But were you surprised at all in the early going that the running game wasn't more of a help? Did it gain more ground? Because that certainly wasn't the Chargers' strength.
Right.
Run defense.
No, exactly, Liz. When we came into the game, we thought that would be something that maybe could help us this week. And we also wanted to make an emphasis that if it's 2nd and 8 or 9, maybe still be patient, run the ball, and see if we can increase a couple. And just didn't really happen for us. I will say that I thought Samaje ran very hard. And after the first contact, a lot of times he got us 2 or 3 more yards. And our O-line kept playing. But we just didn't have those explosive runs today for whatever reason. And obviously, it would have made it a lot easier had we had that.
One fourth down play, you had a chance to make it make it more competitive, and you just overthrew Vernon.
Yeah.
What happened on that play? Were there different, maybe safer options on that, or what happened?
No, I think that was the throw. It was man coverage. My read to the left is if we get split safety, we got weak lurks, so I can't work left, and I worked right, and they really matched the arrow route. They matched the flat route. The flat route would have been a completion, but I don't know that he moves the chains. And Vernon's one-on-one with, I believe, a safety. And with Vernon's speed and there's no really help over the top, that has a chance to be a touchdown there in man coverage. And, it's a game of inches. And I think that's the tough part is, like, you miss that throw and then suddenly the game gets away from you. And I think that's where I'm talking about the margin for error, that, you miss it by an inch. And and then suddenly you feel like the whole day went south, and then you say, well, what if that inch had been there and we had caught it and made the throw and caught it? And, you wonder. And that's where the game can really wear you down when you think about all those plays that are just inches.